I can confirm that at a meeting that was held on Wednesday this week, the Minister of Justice, Minister Kupai, did not pitch up once again for the second time at that meeting that was meant to deal precisely with the crisis that is facing the magistrates in our country, particularly on the issue of salaries and the working conditions, which are quite dire. Now, despite the seriousness of this situation, the minister saw it fit not to come to the Select Committee on Security and Justice and instead offered another apology. But I formally objected to this apology, and we were forced to receive a presentation, rather, from her deputy minister, Minister Andreas Nell. Now, what the deputy minister tried to do in that meeting was to shift the blame by claiming that the department does not get involved in salary negotiations, which is simply untrue. The department is part of the statutory consultation process with the Remuneration Commission, and executive delays are at the heart of this crisis. Now, even worse, the ANC member in the committee, Honorable Nonkonyana, claimed that the department's presentation fully answered all concerns, which is also untrue. There were no timelines, there were no safety plans for the magistrates, there was no infrastructure plan to resolve that crisis, but more importantly, there was no commitment from the minister, who failed to attend the meeting. It is our view that the magistrates in Durban and across the country who protested because they are working under unsafe, collapsing courts, facing daily threats, but still have no clarity on their remuneration, more than a year overdue. So today, the Wednesday's presentation, it just offered excuses, there were no solution, and the DA will continue fighting for magistrates who deliver justice on the front line and will not let the ANC hide this crisis behind bureaucratic spin.